My childhood was very happy, but for one thing, my father was very ill. He was crippled. Of course, when he was planting, he was perfectly happy. But after his work, mostly at the end of the day, when night was coming, he was suffering very much. His nights were simply awful. He was extremely patient, and I must say that he enjoyed the benefit, very rare with sick people, to forget entirely about his suffering when he was in front of his easel.
There is a story that when he was suffering in this way, he had to have the paintbrush strapped to his hand because he could not hold it.
It is only a legend. It is not true. As a matter of fact, the legend, I can see the how it started. His hands were very much deformed by rheumatism, and the handle of the brush was put between two fingers. And also, as the skin was very thin, very delicate, he used to put a little bit of linen between his handle and the skin. And of course, people who didn't look carefully at the old procedure could believe that the handle was tied, but the handle wasn't tied. As a matter of fact, it's a kind of miracle. My father was in a terrible physical condition, but up to the end, up to the very last day of his life, he kept wonderful eyes and a very steady hand. He never used anything to help his hand not to move, not to tremble. His hand was, his arm, I should say, was as firm as the arm of a young man. And his eyes, he could see things we could never see, and we were very young. My father was interested in everything, was interested in life. You know, for instance, many people like to live in a house which is isolated. You know, we call that in English privacy. May I say that my father hated privacy. On the other hand, he wasn't the type of man who liked to observe humanity. No, he wasn't pretentious, and he didn't believe that he could observe humanity, but he liked to be a part of it. And I know very well, for instance, that at the end of his life, when we were in Cagnes, for a while we used to live in a little apartment which was in the same house as the post office. That means we were surrounded by many people. And then when my mother bought a property, Le Colette, where my father died, that was a big property, and the house was in the middle of a huge garden. And my father was a little bit afraid of being alone, not to be mixed up with life. But my mother was a wonderful woman, and she was also the daughter of a farmer. She was a farmer herself. And she started to farm, to take care of the orange trees, of the olive trees we used to make our wine. That means that we were surrounded by people who had a real activity. We were not in, you know, one word my father couldn't bear was the word resort. The idea that people take a vacation in a resort just to be like people like them who do nothing, just watch something. Well, he couldn't understand it.
Did your father ever take vacations?
Yes. My father took a very long vacation, which started when he was a little child and ended with his death. A wonderful vacation where he never stopped to paint.